We are now beginning Be'ezus Hashem, our parasha class for this week. The parasha is Achrimos. It's not together with parasha's Kedoshim because this year is a leap year and therefore Achrimos is separate. And tonight is Chav Dalid Nisan Tov Shin Ayin Tes, corresponding with the English calendar, April 29th, 2019. I would like to dedicate tonight's shiur to my Rebbe, who taught me many years ago, over 50 years ago, in Telz Yeshiva. His name is Avram David Open, Avram David Ben Shlomo, a very wonderful machanech, a wonderful teacher. And he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and there he became a very popular malamed speaker, and big Talmud Chacham that many people, unfortunately, now have lost as a person to lead them in their lives. And I just got the email today. He passed away on Erev Yom Tov Shvi Yishol Pesach. So I'd like to dedicate the Yeshir for him. Again, Avram David Ben Shlomo. And I'd also like to dedicate the Yeshir for another person by the name of Shmuel Chaim Ben Naftali Dov. And this Yeshir should be Laniyat Nishmaseyim. We begin this year with a tefillah that we say every Motzoi Shabbos. Every Motzoi Shabbos, we begin the week with Havdalah. Havdalah in the art scroll Siddur is in page 620. And there we conclude Shabbos with making Havdalah. The Havdalah tefillah is extremely important and insightful, because what it does, it sets the tone to the entire Jewish week ahead, and it puts us on track as what we as Jews are responsible to be doing as Torah Jews, as observant Jews. And let's read the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Blessed are you, Hashem, the Master of our God, the Master of the world. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, that separated between holiness and profane matters, between all the choshech, between light and darkness, between Yisrael Amim, between the Jewish people and the nations, between the seventh day and the sixth day of Masa of work. Baruch atah Hashem Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. Blessed are you, Hashem, who separated between holiness and unholiness, and things that are profane. We begin this bracha setting the tone, like I mentioned a moment ago. Why did I decide to do this and to mention this at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos? Now, if you turn in your art scroll, Chumash, to page 648, Parshas Achrimos actually is a parsha that's read on Yom Kippur. The first part of Achrimos is read in the morning of Yom Kippur. It's about the Avodah, about the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. And Mincha time, they read this parsha, the parsha that deals with the parsha of immorality, the parasha that deals how a Jew is to remain holy by abstaining from living the way the Goyim are accustomed to live. Let's start reading Pasuk Aleph, and we'll read four or five Pesukim in the Chumash. It's Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, page 648. Vayidaber Hashem on Moshe Leiman. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabir b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'marta leim, and say to them, Ani Hashem olekeichem, I am Hashem your God. Kemasei Eretz Mitzrayim, like the deeds of the people in the land of Egypt, Asher Yishavtem Bo, which you have lived in there, Lo Sasu, you are not to do. Now, do not imitate. Kemasei Eretz Kanaan, Asher Ani Mevi Eskem Shama, and according to the deeds of the people of the land of Kanaan, which I am bringing you there, Eskim Shama, which I'm going to bring you there, Lo Sasu, you are not to do, do not imitate. Ubechukeisem Lo Seleichu, and in their statutes and their ways and their lifestyles, do not follow. What should you do? Es Mishpatai Tasu, my judgment you are to do, Veskukosai Tishmeru, and my chukim, and my laws, you shall guard l'leches behem, to follow in them. Ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Shmartem esku kaisai ves mishpatai, and shall guard my chukim and my mishpatim asher yasu oisem ha'odam, that man shall do, v'chai behem, ani Hashem, and you will live by them, I am Hashem. You notice Hashem's name is mentioned three times. And this parasha is an extremely, extremely important parasha that deals with Havdalah, that deals with separation. How we were foretold before we enter Eretz Canaan, we were forewarned, do not imitate the people in Canaan. They have the same lifestyle, the same immorality and adulterous behavior as the people of Mitzrayim, those people who you lived with for many, many years. And I'm telling you now, I'm warning you now, do not imitate them, do not follow their lifestyles. Whose lifestyle you shall follow? My lifestyle, Hashem is saying. And I will be there to help you and protect you. It's interesting to note that the very beginning of the parasha, the Torah right away establishes, even before he mentions what you are to be careful from, it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, speak as pasuk beis, and speak to them, Ani Hashem alekeichem, I am Hashem your God. I mean, didn't they know that? What are we trying to say? Something that is obvious. Ani Hashem alekeichem, I am Hashem your God. So my Rebbe brings down in the Sefer Chidekel the Orachayim. Orachayim on this pasuk explains to us, what is Hashem actually trying to tell us? Hashem is trying to tell us the following. To be moral is an extremely difficult challenge. It's a difficult test. On the average, most people fall through. Most people cannot handle this. Most people compromise. Most people give in. However, even before we get to talk about morality or immorality, we begin the parasha by saying, Ani Hashem alekeichem, I am Hashem your God, and I am aware of that, and I am going to give you the capabilities, the tools to fight immorality. But you got to follow the rules. You got to follow my mishpatim. If you follow my mishpatim, you follow my rules, then you will be able to fight the immorality. And if you don't follow my rules, then you will be incapable of fighting the immorality. We are familiar with the famous Chazal brought down in the Gemara. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Hashem says, I created the Yetzer Hara Ubarasi Torah Tavlin. I have created the Torah as an antidote. I want you to know, Hashem is saying, that it's up to you to separate yourself from the non-Jewish world. But it's your choice. I have the tools to give you, but you have to want to use the tools. You have to use the Torah. You have to want to separate yourself from their lifestyles, and you follow the Torah lifestyles. If you do that, then you will be protected. And if you won't, then you will fall through. This is what the Torah is telling us. It's like saying, if you follow the mandate of the Torah, and you, therefore, Lahavil, you are in the driver's seat. And the Yetzer Hara is subordinate to you. If you don't follow the dictates of the Torah, and the Yetzer Hara is in the driver's seat, then you obviously will be led to places where you shouldn't be. You'll be doing things that you shouldn't be, and shouldn't be doing, and you will unfortunately not fulfill your mission in this world. It's interesting to note the pasuk that we just quoted before was in pasuk Dalet, I believe. Let me just double check that. No, it's pasuk Hey. Let's read that pasuk again. Ushmatem eskuchesai veshmispatai asher ya'asa oisam. And you shall guard my chukim, my statutes, and my judgments, which you shall do, perform. And if you do, ha'adam v'chai behem, and you live by them. Ani Hashem. Hashem is telling you, if you follow, you'll live by them. The Jewish people have been liberated from Mitzrayim. How were they able to survive the terrible tumah, the unholiness, the environment that was so toxic to a Jew? We know from the story of Mitzrayim that even though that the Jewish people who did leave Mitzrayim were on the 49th level of Tumah, the lowest level of Tumah, before they could not escape, there were three things that protected them. There are three lifestyles. And those lifestyles maintained their character as Jews, and they were privileged to leave Mitzrayim. One of the three lifestyles, Shalishinam Lishoinam, they did not change their language, their tongue. Shalishinam Malbusham, they did not change their dress. Shalishinam Shemosam, they didn't change their name. And the fact that they kept different than the Egyptians in these three areas gave them the strength, the fortitude to be redeemed and to live as Jews and to leave Mitzrayim. We are aware that 4/5 of the Jewish people didn't make it, as many, many millions of Jews did not make it. The reality is, if the Jewish people were able to leave Mitzrayim with these three attributes that helped them leave Mitzrayim at the worst level, then these are also the three attributes, if they keep to it, will also help separate them from the people in Canaan. And the Torah is telling us, you do my chukim and my mishpatim, and then you'll live by them, and then you'll be okay. Now, the only difference is that the Jewish people had those three attributes that was before Kabbalah Sateach. Now we're talking about after Kabbalah Sotera. So we see that by keeping separate from the Goyim, by making, quote, Havdalah, separation from the Goyim, by those three attributes that help them be liberated from Mitzrayim, so we see following a Torah lifestyle will maintain a separation that will protect you from going to Eretz Canaan and being defiled and contaminated from the unholy environment that you are about to be exposed to. The difference is that now that you know there is a Torah and there are Mishpatim and there is a Torah lifestyle to follow, then the Torah lifestyle will protect you. Just like the three attributes that protected the Jewish people in Egypt when they left Mitzrayim, now the Torah lifestyle will be capable of protecting you from the influences of the people in Eretz Canaan. This is a fundamental aspect in Yiddishkeit, to understand that we have to be separate. We say Havdalah every Mitzvah Shabbos in order to remind ourselves and to physically become aware that we have to be different than the Goyim. We have to be different than them in word, in deed, and in thought. We have to be different than them. And the truth of the matter is, these three attributes, if you translate it a little deeper, will touch upon all the mishpatim that we're referring to now after Kabbalah Sotera. And how and what way? Now listen carefully. We say that Jewish people maintain their image by not changing their language. Shaloshinim l'shainim. So on the surface, that means the Hebrew tongue. But if you think in a deeper way, the way they spoke, they spoke like Jews. Their language to each other was with respect. Now that the Torah was given, it was a Torah tongue. Their speech were directed to the way the Torah wanted them to speak honestly, to speak properly, not to speak with disrespect, to speak of the things that a Jew should be speaking about. Use your tongue for the right things. So, and everything that goes under the category with what you do use your mouth with. You use your mouth for tefillah, you use your mouth for Torah. Their mouths were Torah mouths. Their mouths were Jewish mouths. And maintaining that lifestyle would automatically separate you from the way the Goyim talk, from the way the Goyim communicate with one another. That right away is a buffer zone. That will insulate you from the world that deals with talking. The next is Shaloshina Malbusham. They didn't change their clothing. Clothing is something that is your outward display of who you are. That's not an internal thing, it's an external thing. What is that compared to today? Today, that would be compared to your actions, your outwardly actions, your midos, your things that you do between your interaction between people. Those are the compared to the different mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. The different mitzvahs we have in the Torah are action mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs that are public. There are mitzvahs that are visible. They're visible, right? So again, now the second category, Shaloshinam Malbusham, they looked and they behaved like Jews. So now with the second category is the outward appearance of a Jew. They look like Jew and they behave like Jew. You can tell they're Jews, and therefore that insulates them from being like a Goy. So we have now, they protected themselves from their language, their tongue, and whatever incorporates in tongue, and the things that incorporate in their personal behavior, where their behavior was outward, and the APA was public, the APA was visible, and the same Mida that protected them in Egypt is now being reestablished through the Torah as outward mitzvahs. So we have 613 mitzvahs, and we have different mitzvahs that we have to do. And these mitzvahs all are in public display. You can't help that. It's a fact. And finally, Shloshinam Shemosam. They didn't change their name. Now, how does that compare to us here? When naming a person, you use your mind to find out where, which name to name a child. You want to name a child. So you think of the right person to name after this great man. You want to go ahead and follow in the great midos of this great tzaddik. That's all mind work. It's all mind work. So how does that translate into after Kabbalah Sotara? Shloshinu Shemam, they didn't change the way they thought. The thoughts of a Jew has to be holy. The thoughts of a Jew has to be sacred. The thoughts of a Jew have to be different. And in that we say, and it's perhaps the hardest of all the three, because thoughts are not visible. Thoughts are very personal. Thoughts are very private. And on that, we have a mitzvah in the Torah says, "V'loisa surah levav kamiyachlianetem," and you shall not go after the attraction of your eyes and the desires of your heart. Right. And what did it say right after that? Let's remember those words. Remember, it's called Mitzvah Soi. Let's look at the Shema. In the article Siddur, page 94, he says, which you're prone to go being misled after them. And if you protect yourself, Raman Tisku, I see some ice, Raman, know you remember, I see some is called Mitzvah, sorry, and you do all my mitzvahs. So Yisim Kadosh Lelekech, but you'll be holy to Hashem. The third attribute. Like not changing your name, means the thoughts that go into the name. The thoughts have to be holy. And what does it say right after that? Ani Hashem Alakeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt to be for you for a God. So there we see again Hashem's name is mentioned there to say, if you follow my chukim, my mitzvahs, I am there to help you. I am there to protect you. But you gotta be the one to take the initiative. You have to be the one to take the initiative. Ani Hashem Alekeichem. I am there. And therefore, these three areas are extremely, extremely important. And these three areas will help you maintain your Havdalah, your separation from the environment around you. These three attributes will make it possible for you to live as a Torah Jew, and having that in mind, that would be an easy translation on at least on the surface of what the Havdalah we say every Saturday night means. Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lachol. Hashem is saying, Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lachol, one who separated ben Kodesh Lachol, ben Or Lachoshev, between light and... Now each one is a drastic contrast. Kodesh Lachol, holy and profane, is opposites. Ben Kodesh Lachol, ben Or Lachoshev, Or is the opposite of Choshech. Light is the opposite of darkness. Ben Yisrael Va'amim, between the Jewish people and the other nations around.
And then we were sort of on a sidetrack.
That we say this clearly. This is Havdalah.
That's what this class is all
so
about.
This is the thing we say at the beginning of the week. And if we maintain the separation between ourselves and between the Goyim, then we are told that Hashem will bless us and will be protected from the Goyim, will be protected from the influences. And since today we are enveloped with what I would say Mem Tes Shari Tumah, the 49 levels of Tumah. And the only chance that we really have is to maintain a separation between the Goyim. And by doing that, we'll be privileged to all the blessings that Hashem promised us, and we'll be able to be separated from the Goyish lifestyles and to be able to really live a Jewish and holy life. Have a wonderful week.